We could do some, we'll have a little break, and then I want to know, would you all like to do some lying down Feldenkrais? All right, so the first instruction is lie down on your back. How great is that? And you will have all kinds of things to notice there about how relaxing it is to lie on your back, or maybe you feel something is not quite so great about how the floor is hard or something like that. Anyway, patience, patience. And Mary will probably stretch out her blankets, is my guess. And you can move the sabutan to be completely out of your way any place that you like. Yeah. All right. And we're observing our contact with the floor, and that needs some kind of delineation or instruction in that, because if you're not used to that, you don't know what does that mean, observe your contact with the floor. So now, here come the particulars. Notice which parts are clearly touching the floor and which parts are raised off the floor. So that takes a moment to take an inventory like that. Which parts are raised off the floor and which parts are touching? And you will also be aware of parts which don't reach out and conform to the floor. So now you're looking for a place to lie down. There are carpets in the other room, I do believe. We moved them, so all the carpets are in here. Okay, actually, we will be able to fit you in here. Okay, looks like everybody's now sorted out. There will be parts of your body that easily take support from the floor. So notice that, what ease is like and what it is, where there's this whole way that that's very satisfying to be able to give your weight to the floor. And there will be other parts of your body that are still working, and they hold a working, an efforting, as if they didn't have the opportunity to give their weight. Like that opportunity is there, but they don't. They hold. They're still working. And those are places that will feel light. Just, this is your wise reflection, your kind of analytical meditation on the meanings of light and heaviness when you're reposing. Notice now the weight of your pelvis, and again, which parts, what feels heavy. Notice the small of your back and the ribs on your back. Where do you feel the contact, and what's the quality of that contact like? The ribs on the floor. Notice what's pleasing, notice what's displeasing. Is there pressure more in one place, and do you have a sensation of lightness elsewhere? Observe your shoulders and their contact, and the space beneath your neck, the weight of your head on the floor. Just observe. Now, slowly turn your right foot out to the right so that the foot and the leg rotate to the right, and draw up your knee slowly so that you have then, it's a kind of gentle on your lower back wave, bringing the foot, the knee up into the air and the foot flat on the ground. You're turning your foot over, you stand it flat on the floor. So in effect, you have one leg straight and one knee up, resting with the foot resting. Nancy, probably you want to bring it up higher so that you really, yeah, that's right. Just having a look to see. Some people don't have the knee bent up. It's completely, you know, you have complete latitude. You make your own decisions. These exercises are meant to be very gentle and therapeutic. On the other hand, if there's any way in which you feel discomfort or pain, you get to adjust the movement the way that it makes sense to you. So Shiva, you want one leg straight and the knee which is up is properly up, but one leg is up straight. The right leg is up straight. Here we go. Okay, now we're going to do the same with the other leg. We turn the foot out to the side, the left foot out to the side, and we draw up close to the pelvis with the knee out to the side. I just got to tell you, this is a way to make it easy and light on your lower back to straighten your legs. So now both knees are to the ceiling and the feet are standing on the floor. And now that I've got everybody on board, we're going to do it again. Just once more. Now just once, practice straightening your leg by letting the right knee out down to the side and slowly extending it down, straightening the leg. And do this the same with the left, where you let the knee drop down to the left and you extend it out. All right, and now once again, we're going to draw the knees up by turning the foot and the leg out to the side and draw the leg up sideways until you come close to the pelvis, the foot then goes flat on the floor, the knee goes to the ceiling, and then you do it with the other side. The knee gets drawn out and then drawn up. All right, everybody's good. All right, so in doing these exercises, it's very slow and gentle movements. Train your muscles to have a better action and a better coordination in this system, in this Feldenkrais system, the calm and comfort, it's like the concentration and the meditation. The calm, the ease, the comfort, the relaxation is the optimal learning environment for the nervous system. Okay, now we have both knees up and the feet are hip width apart. And slowly tilt both knees slightly to the right and then come back to the middle, maybe just a few inches. Oh, so many people are doing so extreme. Not extreme, like bring your, come back to neutral. The feet are flat. You don't have to have the knees touching each other. The feet can be hip width apart. Hip width apart, my dear friends, hip width apart. Stephen here. Hip width apart. Is that not good for you? The feet flat. Mm-hmm. Hip width apart. Move them apart at like 12 inches. That's a little too much. Yeah, perfect. Now, when you tilt the knees to the right, you're not going anywhere. It's just a swaying. Maybe you have 6 inches of movement there. It's just to feel the weight through the hip joints. So don't get this feeling, I'm going to put the knees on the ground. No, no. Just you tilt slowly, both knees to the right, and then come back to the middle. This is not a big movement. And in all these Feldenkrais exercises, small movement is where the optimal learning is. No straining or stretching. It's not like ordinary exercise. There's no need to touch the floor, and you must go very slowly. And just go a little bit to the right and back to the middle. Now, my friends, this is the same spirit as walking meditation. Well, full resting pause. Everybody quiet. So I got to tell you, I feel very personally devoted to mindfulness of the body. And in particular, I really relish these Feldenkrais exercises. Now, there are a couple things I can see that I got to cue you guys into. In the same way we've been talking about coming into a practice period with respect, there's a way in which the respect that you express to your body has to do with the sensing. So you don't want, you want to have a considered beginning to your movements. So when the instructions say, for example, tilt the legs a little bit to the right and then come back to the middle, your mindfulness needs to have a real keyed sense. Now I'm beginning a movement in which I'm going to sense and savor and get constantly the taste of what that gentle, gentle tilting and moving of all that weight and through the hip joints, what that's like. And then I'm not going to go further than what my mindfulness and comfort, like I'm not going to go past that boundary. I just make a small movement where the movement is has the support of calm, of reducing effort, and of sensing into this and inviting a sense of smoothness by way of slowing it down and attending to a normal movement with a very enhanced appreciation of sensing the qualities of slowness, softness, ease, reducing effort, sensing pleasure, sensing stiffness, sensing discomfort, whatever it is. And in the cases where there's stiffness and discomfort, then especially you want to move very slowly so as to nourish and enhance the mindfulness to bear with what is normally rejected. You want to bear with it with interested curiosity. That is manifest compassion. So these are a practice of bringing that kind of compassion and opening and deepening integration to your physical movements. Mostly people are just used to throwing their weights around here and there, and you just are amazed that you get to be 50, 60 years old and the whole body is rebelling. And then you wonder, oh, what is this thing that's got these 2 feet and those 2 hands and what all is in the middle? So this is your compassionate time to come into a very sensing and sensitive relationship to your body. So this is all just to say, the movements are slow, way less than what your ordinary range of movement is. We're not doing anything in that kind of repetition as if to build up strength, except the repetition is to build up the strength of the mindfulness. Comfortable, slowly, learning takes time. You have to be able to sense and to feel what you're doing. When you go slow, you become aware of unnecessary effort and strain, and that slowness allows you to keep gauging and adjusting. That your mindfulness needs to have a slowness so that it can see its opportunities to work for you. And do only what is easy. Aim for comfort and easy movement that allows you to pay attention to subtle and important details. And then the main thing is, as I have been emphasizing, your attention is on learning and the attention is on sensing. And that way the improvements, and there will be improvements in the movement, that will come faster. When you go slow, you aim for comfort and you're sensitive to your opportunities to reduce effort and to relax and remove strain. Some movements you'll find pleasurable, you savor that again. Where you find limitation and stiffness, get a sense of the textures of that limitation and stiffness. There's a whole story in there for you. Keep attending to that with interested curiosity. But if you feel pain, then you have a decision to make. Either you do a very much smaller movement, or you don't do that movement, and instead you just imagine in your imagination without actually doing that movement. If there's pain, do take care. And there are frequent moments in which I draw you up and say, now you have to have a full resting pause. That rest is an important nutriment for your mindfulness. It's an important part of learning where you savor in a reflective way what all has come, how it feels emotionally, how it feels in the body, and you create then a contrast between resting and movement that's important to strengthen your mindfulness and arouse interest. It's a very subtle point, but it's a kind of novelty. From movement, now there's resting. And then now from resting, we're about to move again. All of this, my friends, will translate immediately, and for your long for your benefit, it will translate into your walking meditation, so that your walking meditation will not be just a kind of shuffling, mind-wandering, calorie-burning exercise. All right, so here we go. Now, again, I want both knees up, that you do that thing of turning to the side, bringing the both knees up, hip width apart, and feet flat on the floor. Now again, slowly tilt both knees to the side and come back to the middle. The movement, the smaller it is, the better. That you could, it could be just 3 inches, 6 inches. You're tracking the weight shift through the feet. The feet must be flat on the floor for this to work. It's a little bit of adjustment. Stephen, who's next to Shiva, do a smaller movement and with a lot less effort. Don't go so far. No need to touch the floor. I've read this part. Just go a little bit to the right and back to the middle. Okay, and then a full resting pause here in the middle. And in this resting pause, there's a lot of opportunity for self-correction. Do I feel agitated or restless? Do I feel dissatisfied? Relax, sense, where is their need for an adjustment? Now, we're about to begin again. Now go to the left with the knees. Move gently back and forth. And feel that weight shifting through the hip joints and through the feet. And you'll feel that natural, that there's like a natural pulling through the spine. Notice the line of contact the pelvis makes with the floor. Keep moving, coming to the left. And then back to the center, pause in the center, and back to the left. And keep adjusting according to what you sense and feel. Just observing what you're doing. Keep the movement gentle and small, and notice clearly the pressure of your pelvis against the floor. It's as though you were drawing a line right to left on the floor. And as you move, attend to your breathing and make sure you're breathing evenly, that you're not holding your breath. Now that's the first instruction. Keep the breath relaxed. That's like a barometer for you. There's a lot of information there in that breathing. And as you breathe evenly and with enhanced relaxation, you tilt the legs. First to the left and then back to center. Pause in the center and then to the right and back to the center. You'll feel where it feels sticky and stiff. Go slowly there and really get all of that sense of the relaxation that's possible when you go slowly. Each time you come to the center, you make just a little micro pause. That's nourishment for your mindfulness because you're about to begin again. And you need to catch that beginning again movement to keep freshening the attention. And as we're moving our knees to the right and left, we're noticing our head. As we move the knees, what's the head doing? Does the head move with your pelvis? If there's absolutely no movement in your head, you might be inadvertently tightening the neck muscles. Just see what's happening. And if it comes, then you let the head roll gently. And let the head move with the pelvis to the right and left back to the middle, and then to the left. And notice all the movement that's there, that tugging on the spine. Now, as you move your head and your pelvis together in the same direction, observe how your head is connected to your pelvis by your spine. In a well-organized body, when the spine is free, the head and the pelvis are free to move in response to one another. Keep mindful of your pace, that it should be something that you can sustain an interest and a mindfulness. And it should also be a pace that enhances comfort. So, well within your comfort zone, and monitor, you're keeping on tracking these movements. Make sure that you are really comfortable. Now come to the middle. Let one leg down and then the other leg. And now we're coming to a full neutral resting pause. And in this pause, there will be that kind of novelty of there's, you'll likely notice that there's a change in the pelvis, maybe also the spine and the shoulders. Notice the back of the body. Are there parts that feel closer to the floor than they were at the very beginning? How about the weight of your head on the floor? Now, I offer many points to be interested in. You may or may not have some registering of change. That's perfectly all right. Observe any other changes that you perceive, and observe your breathing. And at the end of the third breath, you know, you turn first one foot out and draw one knee up, and then the other foot turns out and draws the other knee up. Come back up with your knees up, feet flat on the floor, hip width apart. Oh, good, good. Now pay attention to the small of the back at the waist line or belt line. Very gently, with the help of your feet, press your low back into the floor and release. Press your low back very gently into the floor and release. And again, press the low back very gently by pressing. You can press the feet into the floor. And in this moment, if you're pressing the feet into the floor, don't contract the abdominal muscles. Just get a sense of the structure itself. And then, with the help of the feet, you can tilt the pelvis just ever so slightly. And that allows the small of the back to press into the floor. Again, here we go. Adjust the effort so that you're minimizing the effort and maximizing sensitivity. So you press and let go a couple of times and let that go. And can you feel your head moving while you move your pelvis? You're just pressing the small of the back and letting it go. Now, in the next movement, travel from the small of the back down until you're pressing the area close to the tailbone or coccyx. You're pressing that a little more into the floor. Very much less than what's possible. You do a very gentle movement of pressing the area close to the tailbone a little more into the floor, very gently, and then release. And then again, from the small of the back, travel again to the area around the tailbone. Yeah, that's right. And then alternate. Press the tailbone and then the small of the back. So there's a tilting, much less than what you can do. And keep like aiming for smoothness and a constant release of excess effort. Traveling back and forth, drawing a line on the floor, connecting these two spots. And like I say, much less than what's possible to do. It's just a gentle tilting. There's no like arriving at really pressing the coccyx down. It's just a gentle tilting. Be sure that you move comfortably and without straining. Keep moving very slowly, moving each vertebrae as distinctly as possible. And observe your breathing and the movement of your head. And move in a range that's truly comfortable for you. Observing your breathing as you tilt gently that pelvis. And now, if your head is free and your neck muscles are free, your head will also move. Your chin will be moving up and down slightly. As you move your pelvis back and forth, notice what movement there is in the chin. And now, pause between each two movements to refresh your attention. Are we taking that full resting pause so that our attention does not become dull? You want to keep paying attention to what you're doing, having a fresh observation of the movements. All right. Now, slowly stop, slide your heels out, stretch your legs out, and rest, and scan the back of your body. What changes do you observe? Which parts are closer to the floor? And how do you feel generally? And at the end of three breaths, draw your knees up again. Right. All right, now begin to tilt your pelvis to the right by moving both knees slightly to the right and then gently to the left, and move your head in the opposite direction. So that as your knees go to the right, your head tilts to the left. And as your knees go to the left, your head moves to the right. Slow it way down, because this is an odd movement. This kind of irregular one that goes against the grain is meant to break up inefficient patterns and allow there to be a fresh start with the nervous system. Pay attention to the quality of your movements. Move smoothly and easily and well within your range of comfortable movements. If there's pain at any time, reduce what you're doing or not do that movement at all. Just carrying it out in your imagination, and there will still be an improvement if you're just only imagining the movement. Now gently, as your pelvis and knees go in one direction, your head moves in the opposite direction, have a sense of initiating that movement of the head from the back of the head and feel how heavy and round that back of the head is. That's a good perception there for you to play with. As you move the knees to one direction, the head is moving in the opposite direction. Slowly. And even if you're only moving, I tell you really, if you're only moving half an inch or an inch, that is great. Absolutely good enough. Okay, now pause. And stretch your legs out, extending the heels. Have three breaths of rest. And as you're lying and resting, bring your attention to your spine. Consider how it connects your head and your pelvis. And you can just sense how that spine is like a long chain lying on the floor. Each link in this chain is completely separate, but it's free to move relative to the next link. At the end of three breaths, draw the knees up again the way that you've been learning by turning the foot out to the side. All right, now when you draw your knees up, feet are hip width apart. And pressing through your feet, lift your back off the floor one vertebrae at a time. And just observing how free the spine is, you press with your feet, relax your abdomen, and tilt the tailbone up, and slowly keep lifting the pelvis. Go as high as is comfortable for you. And if it's not comfortable, you can keep your back flat on the floor and just do it in your imagination. But for those of you who are moving, observe which parts of your spine move like a chain with one vertebrae moving distinctly from the rest, and which parts of your back are more like a stick with whole sections of vertebrae moving together. Come down, keep breathing, don't hold your breath. Come back to the floor, slowly going down in the reverse order, one vertebrae at a time, all the way down. And at full resting, pause. That's right, and that's a good sign when somebody sighs. That shows that that release is very heartfelt and that there's a real resting there. Now we're going to begin again. And notice that what intention subtly comes to alight in your heart. And now just raise the first vertebrae next to the tailbone up and lower it. Just tiny, tiny movement. And maybe it's even just an imaginary movement. It's so subtle. It's a tiny movement, just lifting that one vertebrae, tilting it and placing it down. Pause and then lift two vertebrae. This is still a very small movement. Still, maybe it's only just in your imagination, just a slight tilting. And put them back down and then three vertebrae. And slowly put those three vertebrae down in reverse order and then four and then so on. Nice homework to do to keep track of going sequentially one step at a time. Keep moving up your spine one vertebrae at a time where it's possible, adding one more until you've gone up as far as you're comfortable. And you get to decide what that is. And then come down again one vertebrae at a time. Rest if you need to. And keep lifting again, gently. Keep moving. You're just moving to know and to learn about yourself, about how you're moving. Move to observe yourself rather than having a goal in mind. There is a big, big difference in the quality of your movement if you're moving to observe and to learn as opposed to trying to achieve something. And after you've gone as high as you like, come down slowly, take one vertebrae at a time, placing it back on the floor. Full resting pause. Straighten your legs and observe the contact of your pelvis and your back on the floor. And take three resting breaths in which you are just sensing what's the body feel like now? The lower back, the hip joints, the legs, the breathing. And now we're going to, keeping track of that resting breathing pattern, we're just going to imagine. We're not going to move. We're just going to do this in our mind. We're going to imagine our spine like a chain on the floor. And in our mind, in our imagination, we're going to imagine picking up the end of the tailbone and lifting this long chain, one link at a time off the floor. Do your best with this to make the imagination as precise and careful and slow and keep your breathing relaxed. All right, and then in your imagination, see yourself replacing one link at a time, each link separate, moving freely until you've replaced your spine on the floor in your imagination. And then have one resting breath And then turn first one foot and then the other foot to the side. Bring the knees up, the feet standing hip width. Now, this time, interlace your fingers and place your hands underneath of your head so that your head is resting on your hands. And then tuck your chin in, and with the help of your hands, lift your head just a little bit and put it back down. Slowly, slowly, easy, easy, reducing unnecessary strain. And do much less than what you're able to. And you put it down, you rest for a moment, and then you tuck your chin in again, lift your head, and even according to your comfort and ability, you may lift your shoulders also just a little bit and go back down again. In this sequence, the vertebrae of your upper spine press the floor, moving very gently. That's right. Go very, very slowly, very gradually, just adding one more vertebrae according to your comfort. And then each time you lower your head, letting go for a full resting pause, checking the breath. And then you arouse the intention to begin again. And you aim as you are lifting the head. You're aiming to stay within a range of movement that's very, very easy, very comfortable, where you're able to sense what subtle detail there is in this movement. So that means you don't have to lift very high. Stay comfortable, avoid straining. Your body learns best when it is really comfortable. And it's very important to monitor your level of comfort and the quality of your movements. Now bring your head down again and bring your arms alongside your body and rest. And you may, according to your wish and comfort, stretch your legs out. Up until this point, I didn't remember to remind you that if your low back is more comfortable with knees all the time bent, then you leave your knees bent. But if you're okay with stretching the legs out, that's good. Now here you are, the legs are stretched out, or if you're more comfortable with the knees bent, it's like that. Roll your head to the right slowly. And again, feel the texture of the back of the head on the floor. Feel how round and heavy, and adjust for small movement and comfort. And then bring your head to the middle and go to the left and notice which side is freer. Bring the head back to the middle, look straight up at the ceiling, and keeping your eyes fixed on a point on the ceiling, turn your head very slowly in the direction that is less free. And really make that slow sensing, very respectfully moving into that area, which has more stiffness and resistance. Just slowly, slowly, respectfully, without straining, and come back to the middle and keep looking straight up and turn the head again to the side which is less free. And as you repeat that, there's a full intention to relax and to get a full texture of what that feels like. With an interested curiosity, you're bringing an interested curiosity and a constant invitation to release effort and to relax. Repeat that a few more times, doing this very slowly. Keep rolling your head to the side that you've chosen, looking straight up to the ceiling. Keep remembering to blink your eyes. Don't let there be strain. Track that breathing to be relaxed. And while the head moves to the side and comes back to the middle, you're taking good care. All right. Now come back to the middle. Release all intention and all movement and all effort and compare the two sides again. Move your head and your eyes together to the right and left, still with this constant sense of the roundness and heaviness, texture of the back of the skull. Move the head a little to the right and to the left and see which side is freer now, if there's some improvement. All right, and then just once, look up straight at the ceiling. And then with your eyes fixed on that one point, move your head in the other direction and then come back to the middle. Do that just once. Come back to the middle. Slowly and considerately, full pause. And again, one more time, to the easier side. Yeah, the eyes stay fixed and the head moves. That's good. Okay, come back to the middle and close your eyes. And then, without any kind of restriction, move your head. Your eyes can be closed or open according to whatever you like. Move the head and the eyes together, right and left, and observe the quality of movement of your head. Slowly, slowly. There's no reason right now in this little exploration to stop in the middle. Just move to the right and the left. Slowly, good, good, good. Come back to the middle. And now we're going to raise our knees again, pointing each foot out to the side and dragging that foot up to the pelvis, hip width apart, feet flat, knees up. Now move your head in one direction and your eyes in the other. Oh, this is a funny movement, and you'll feel like what a great effort it is. So go slowly. Your head goes to the left and your eyes will move to the right. You'll feel kind of very uncoordinated. That is just to be expected. It's a very new movement. It's a very unusual movement. It challenges your automatic pattern, and that will enhance that kind of surprise element, widens your perception and enhances your learning something new. Give yourself some time to work with that. And if you're finding it a little bit spazzy and awkward, then really relax. When you come back to the middle, relax, relax. And then you summon a determination to go slow and to just sense how it is to do it with that beginning again. Going in the other direction, you keep moving very gently like this. Your eyes are moving in one direction, your head in the opposite direction. It's key here to the body learning to relax the breathing. You can close your eyes and still move them in the opposite direction of the head according to your preference. All right, and then move your head and your eyes together. And notice what improvement there is in the movement, the freedom of range and the comfort. Observe how much freer your head movement is and notice the quality of the movement. Notice the range. And then come back to the middle. Pause. If you like the legs long, you can lengthen the legs. If you like the legs bent, you can keep them bent. Observe the back of the body. The whole back of the body, starting with the heels, and notice the way you're lying on the floor. Notice each part that is now closer to the floor, and notice how pleasant and satisfying it is to be able to release the burden of holding your body. And the release, that full resting, is very nutritive. And have a sense now, how is that pelvis supporting you? And how about your lower back? How does that feel? Notice which parts of your body you're more aware of than at the beginning. And notice your relative length from your feet to your head. Now, raise your right hand, like with your fingertips pointing to the ceiling, and your whole hand and arm is off the ground, so your fingers are pointing straight up. And your palm can be either toward your body or however you like it. Now, from here, reach for the ceiling and leave your arm extended like that. So your shoulder will come off. And then drop your shoulder back to the floor, but the arm stays extended. And then again, reach for the ceiling, extend, Yeah, and then drop that shoulder. Maybe even it makes a little thump, a little noise. And then again, reach and feel very considerately all the parts of that reaching and drop that shoulder. It's just the shoulder that gets pulled away from the floor and released back to the floor. All right, after two more times, then let that arm go down. You'll get a lot of feeling there of the rib contact with the floor when the arm is reaching. Nice, okay. All right, and now bring that arm down and bring the other arm up. Yeah. And get a whole sense before you start to extend and reach, get a whole sense of how, what's the comfort? Do you feel like there's, that it's effort to keep it like that in the shoulder joint? And how does that whole thing feel on the back? Now extend your fingers, reach for the ceiling. Feel what the rib contact is like there in the shoulder area, and then drop that shoulder down, leaving the arm extended. And again, extend up. See if you can reach, beginning with the fingers in the hand. Maybe you can feel a whole stretch through the palm, and then release that shoulder back onto the floor. Good, good. Now you begin again and do that a couple more times. Each time you have the opportunity to sense anew and to experience yourself in a sustained, repeated process. Yeah, all right. Now slowly bring that arm down. Yeah, bending the elbow according to your wish. All right, bring that down. And have one full resting breath. And then at the end of that resting breath, we bring both arms together, both arms up to the ceiling, both arms reach for the ceiling, both shoulders drop back to the floor. That's right. Do that two or three times. Two or three times, that reaching up and dropping. Yeah. Come back down when you've finished all together, maybe four or five times all said and told. Yeah, when you come back down, arms rest on the floor when you've finished. Yeah, good, good. And notice if the contact with the floor is now different. And this is a very important mindfulness exercise of noticing difference. This is a very important aspect of observation and learning. And we will learn the difference between rest and movement, between ease and strife. We will notice the difference between wholesome mental states, how they feel in the body and the whole mood feeling of it. And you'll notice the difference between that and unwholesome mental states. There's a lot of learning in these Feldenkrais exercises that generalizes not only to your walking meditation, but to your sitting meditation. Now, whenever you're ready, roll to your side, press with your knees up, you roll to your onto your side, press both hands into the floor, press yourself up to sitting, and you can get up slowly. And once you're up, keep with that sensing of the body. Once you're up, stand up. Yeah. Stand up. Yeah. And get a little sense of how it feels now. You've got a different orientation to gravity. And your body's had a lot of experiences now that it's not used to. Shift your weight from one side to the next. And keep in a little bit of an awareness as you move quietly. Now it's time for lunch, and our benefactors are offering lunch for everybody. And we'll be back here in an hour and 15 minutes.